Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are at the end of the Simon sorcerer story from Acts 8. Simon asks Peter to pray to the Lord for me that none of the things which you've spoken may come upon me. And he didn't actually say much to him that would come upon him. So there was either more to the conversation or there was just a general fear in Simon's heart about what he had done, which was offered to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. So when they testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. There's no indication that Peter answers him. We don't know what Peter does. We don't know his response. What I would like to have seen is what Peter said. And this is just another example to me of where the early church is learning about the doctrines of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit through a new covenant lens. What I would like to have seen was Peter to tell Simon, hey, you have the power to talk to the Lord the same as I do. We don't know if Peter does that. I think it was a possibility because Peter rejects in Acts a few chapters ago when he sees the man healed at the gate and temple. In the temple, he rejects their praise. I'm a man just like you. But there's not the mentality yet that's widespread among the early church that every man has equal access to God. It'll take things like Paul's writings that emphasizes to the Colossian Christians that Christ is in you. It'll take things like the book of Hebrews, which emphasizes that you can boldly go to the throne before people begin to realize that they have the rights and privileges that the 12 had in knowing Jesus. Now, I don't mean there should have been no respect or no authority in the early church, but we don't yet see any teaching that elevates the common man to a place of royal priesthood. Peter will get there. He will call them that in his letter, royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a chosen people, a holy nation, but not yet. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt. And this has been so eye-opening for me in my journey through the New Testament. Years ago, I looked at the book of Acts as the culmination. This is everything the Holy Spirit wants for us. And whatever the apostles said, that I believed was what we should be saying. And then I ran into a lot of problems, because their messages were incomplete. Sometimes their answers were incomplete. When we get to the council in Jerusalem, it'll drive you batty where they end up leading the Gentile Christians. And it's not because they were stupid or they weren't listening to God. It was that they're human like us. They're learning as they go. They're having what I like to call progressive revelation. And I think that's what we see right here. And so we don't know exactly what Peter says, but we do know that we don't see Simon again. That it was as if Luke just shares the story to tell one of the high water marks of that early church experience. So they preach the word, they go back to Jerusalem, you see, and I think this is Peter and John for sure, going back to Jerusalem, and they preach the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. The Samaritan villages are outside of Jerusalem, and so like it or not, the gospel's getting out of Jerusalem, but we do see those disciples scurry back in. But there's also a reason for that too, because they believe that judgment is coming to the house of God, the temple. And so they're going to do everything they can to prepare the city of Jerusalem. And that'll be a big theme for the early church as they go. We'll meet Philip and the Ethiopian on tomorrow's podcast, an amazing little story to close out the 8th chapter. We'll see you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.